Jones, and I have a caller on the line. And hello, I'd like to say hello. This is the Chickster.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
How are you? Gee, thanks very much for calling.
Just here chilling and shit, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. Where are you calling from?
I come from Watts.
Oh, very nice. Very. I love the towers there. It's a nice community. I worked in Torrance. I was with a roofing company, and I used to pass that area all the time. Very nice.
Yeah, man. You my nigga, man. I listen to Chicks every morning.
Oh, gee, thanks.
11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
No, I really, really appreciate it. I'm glad that you're listening to our show.
Yeah, man. It's cool, man. You talk about all kind of shit, man. You be talking about if they should name you peanut butter because you're mostly nuts or some shit.
Yeah.
That shit was dope.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Sometimes I go a little crazy.
Hey man, you sound uncomfortable and shit, man. You get uncomfortable and shit around black people and stuff.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Come on, homie.
I'm not prejudiced.
And, we homies, man.
I'm glad you're listening. I don't care if you're black, white, blue. It doesn't matter. You could be green and be a Martian. I love you.
You don't want to touch my every time these motherfucking honking motherfuckers be coming up and they say, hey, man, let me touch your hair, man. I ain't never touched no hair like that before.
No, no, no. If I have to touch your hair or give you a haircut.
Have you ever felt black people hair?
Yes, yes. No problem at all.
On accident, how'd that happen? Did you ask, hey, can I touch your hair, please? I never touch a black person's hair.
No, of course I've touched a black person's hair. You know, I used to work at Warner Brothers Studios, and I worked next to a very nice guy. His name was Keith, and he used to put up his hair up in dreads. I said, "Hey, man, that looks cool. Let me touch that." You know.
See, I told you, man. They always say that shit, man. Let me touch your hairstyle.
No. Seriously,
I ain't never touched a black man's hair.
I've touched bald people, I've touched white people with hair and black people with hair and all kinds of hair, you know?
Did you wash your hands and shit after you touched a black man's hair?
Yeah.
Did you go and eat a meal?
I don't remember if I washed my hands or not, but, I just went about my business, that's all.
It was before when you motherfuckers were owning us and shit, man.
That's before my time. I what happened in the past doesn't happen today because we respect the black man.
I get nervous and shit, man. My neighbors and shit, they be Caucasian Americans.
Look, if I met your neighbors, we're gonna sit down and we're gonna have some soul food, you know? We're gonna have some collard greens and black eyed peas and cornbread.
Yeah.
No problem. I mean, today it's a different age. You know what I mean?
That's my food.
Huh?
You're making me hungry, man. That's my food, you're saying.
Yeah, I love Roscoe. I love Roscoe's. Love ribs. Yeah. I love all kinds of food.
And watermelon. Like, okay, all right. They say, it's a stereotype.
No,
okay?
Honestly.
They say, all right, look at the black people. They love watermelon. But, hey, watermelon is delicious. And I see everybody eating watermelon. And I don't think it's fair. They try to make us feel bad because we be eating the fruit, a melon, that everybody enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's not, you don't pick on one individual because he's eating watermelon. Everybody eats watermelon. Yeah. So what? No big deal.
Come on now. You love fried chicken, and I know it. And you're a Caucasian American, ain't you?
Yes,
but chicken is delicious.
No, let me be honest with you. I used to eat chicken. I used to eat a lot of meat, but now I'm a vegetarian, so I eat a lot of pasta. And I gotta, to be honest, I gotta get this fake chicken. It's not the same, and I miss chicken.
Soybean and shit.
Exactly.
Like tofu chicken.
Exactly. I used to work at this roofing company for lunch. Mm. What did I do? I went to the market. If I can mention names, I think it was Foods for Less. You know, I'd get a whole chicken. I'd sit in my car. And people would look at me like a pig.
Now you're making me hungry now.
Now
I'm saying?
I love chicken. Hey, you're watching the basketball games.
Oh, why? Because I'm black, I got to be watching basketball games.
No. It's just in general. It's in general. I'm just saying, I'm trying to find out who your team is, who you're rooting for. That's all.
four unforgettable songs on one compact disc.
Knock, knock, knock it off. No more nerdle for me.
Chisholm Worthington and the Secret of the Nerdle include such hits as Peanuts and Applesauce, Bend You Over, Creepy Cool, and of course, Ashley's Party.
Ashley's Party.
Chisholm Worthington and the Secret of the Nerdle. 24 unforgettable songs on one unforgettable compact disc. All for $4.99. Yes, you get Kiwis and Papayas, George Bush Don't Know Shit, and this unforgettable classic, Sunset Junction. The sounds of such hits as War Is Cool, Baby Budweiser, and the international minor hit, Colors.
Rainbows have many, many colors, so many colors, too many to mention, in fact, too many colors. Yes, hundreds,
yes,
and hundreds,
Chisholm Worthington and the Secret of the Nerdle are your copy today.
See, senor, I want to snore.
Available at myspace.com/ChisholmWorthington. Also available at www.chisholmworthington.com.
See you later, corduroys. I want to live with the fun thrill.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com if you're afraid of .la. It's not like a porn. You're not going to go to porn. You know, your mom's not going to look at the cookies and see that you've gone to a porn station. Okay? So you go to skidrow.la, it's not porn. It's us.
Huh?
We're over here.
Sorry. Sorry to let you down.
That's right.
Sorry, you know. That's what we got to compete with, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Porn's kicking our ass.
Dan, welcome. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, I was off last week because the ex-members of the Mormons came in.
Right.
And they were, like, trying to remember the songs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, I want to thank Tito and Henry and Juan, the ex-members of the Mormons that came in and attempted the songs that... That we played last week.
Mm-hmm. And Blue Blue, too.
And, Patrick definitely came in. And,
yeah. He came in his chonies.
He gave a good effort.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Nick. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Just back here, just chilling, man. Chilling like I always do. Just chilling 24-7, nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
24-7, 365.
Still looking for that pussy?
No, I'm looking for that.
He lost his cat?
I'm looking for rock and roll. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need pussy, I guess, if you have rock and roll, right?
Cats are nice, though.
It goes well, though, with it.
It's going to come around and go...
You know, it's like ketchup on fries.
You know,
they go hand and finger.
That's right.
It's going to be all right here in Los Angeles. It's going to be all right.
You know, rock and roll and pussy kind of have a similar, I mean, they both kind of stink.
Right.
I mean, they're both awesome, but they both stink.
Right. You know, speaking of pussy, and I love the band Pussy Cow.
Oh.
You ever heard of them?
I certainly have heard of them, yes.
Yeah. And that voice you hear is Chisholm Worthington, and you are the guitar player of Pussy Cow. Welcome
yes,
to the
thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so gracious.
Yeah,
thank you
man.
So much, Vince, for having me on your show.
You know, in bands, sometimes, you know, the bands will go really well, and then some of the members will venture off onto their own solo projects.
Yes, sir.
And you have a solo project.
Yes.
And it's just self-titled. You're Chisholm Worthington.
Chisholm
right?
Worthington. I opted to use my name. Yes.
Right. Right. And so being in this, you know, this very like powerful punk rock band, Did you feel that you needed a new platform to have your music on there?
First off, I've never ever been in a real live TV studio before, and I'm very thankful for that. So mm-hmm. It's very good to be here.
Right.
What was your question?
This is it has a TV in it. You know, it is kind of a you could call it a TV studio. There's a TV in it, but this is actually a radio station, Skid Row Studios. Right.
Okay. Okay. Right. I thought it was TV.
Yeah. It can be on the TV if you want. I think there is a camera up there that Jeremy usually has to make sure that we don't steal any of the equipment.
There's 100th time for everything. So,
so we're going to actually hear some Chisholm Worthington songs. And I do apologize for our tardiness, but I don't know if you've listened to the More Music Radio Pod. Turns out sometimes we're late.
That's okay.
Sometimes Nick will come on and speak and say stuff, but we were just playing some tunes for you, some music, you know what I mean? Radio station, we play music and stuff, and we have a lot of music coming up. In fact, we're going to play some songs right now. When we get back, we'll talk to you, and I want to know more about your solo work. I mean, I was blown away when we played with you at the Redwood, and I think it actually caused the riot. Didn't it cause a riot that night?
First off, I'm honored to blow you away.
Right.
And yes, it did cause the riot.
It did cause the riot. And many people did suffer, but I mean, it was not for nothing.
Yeah, we were totally freaked out, man. We were like, we put helmets on and everything.
Is not for nothing a double negative?
I didn't go to college.
Nor did I.
Yeah. So since we're running behind, let's play these songs, and we'll be back with Chisholm Worthington on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yay. Yeah, don't tell us what to do. We'll do it.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California at skidrow.la.
Skidrow.la, are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm gonna break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
You get him, King.
That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Yay for nipples. Yay for nipples. Yay for nipples. Gabba 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 bimma. Gabba 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 bimma.
All right.
Welcome back. I had to push my button for the mic to work. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Chisholm Worthington in studio. All right.
Thank you so much. I said, Vince, have I told you I'm just very gracious and thankful to be in your TV show, and I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, this song.
You know, we can make it a TV show if you want. We can probably get a camera or something, get a camera crew or something to come down.
I thought this was the camera, the stick.
Yeah.
It's kind of a TV show. Sound stick. It's for sound.
We kind of...
Oh.
We're going to have cameras in here, and then we brought Karen Centerfold in here, and we were just kind of traumatized by the whole situation. Because as soon as the camera goes on, it's a mess, man. It's like, she can't focus. She's like yelling at people. Yeah. She gets broken. I don't...
There's...
You know Karen Centerfold.
There.
I don't know.
I don't like her. I don't know her.
Congratulations. I wish I were you.
He didn't like talk her up good enough, you know? Like, I guess if I would have heard that, I probably wouldn't like her either. But, you know, we do know her. She's our friend. And she comes down and...
She's a nice lady.
She sounds hot.
She made out with the mic that you're talking into right now.
So, oh, my gosh. Oh, it's called a mic. I thought it was called a stick.
Yeah. Okay. It's a mic stick.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, we're here with Chisholm Worthington. And this is the first time that I've actually got to really speak
to you. That song was making me hungry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was one of your songs, Yay for Nipples, right?
Yes, I did. I wrote that many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And... it just means a lot to me. It's
it means a lot to me.
Right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My nipples have pubic hair on them.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
You should get
they
that
grow
guy
pretty
off.
Long.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah, so Yay for Nipples is one of your hits. Tell us about your music. I mean, this isn't like Pussy
so how
Cow.
You
I was thinking of when I said, okay, I'm going to check out some Chisholm Worthington, I was going to hear some like punk rock music, and this is way different than that.
No, it is a form of punk rock music. It's a little bit more harder edge than punk, your traditional punk rock music. Mm-hmm. I make sure that there's plenty of cha-cha-cha, which you don't see in a lot of the hardcore punk. I'm trying to make it.
Yeah, those kids can't swing their hips for shit.
Absolutely not. I think you're absolutely spot on.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So, are yeah. you, I, you know, a little off the music subject, are you like the heir apparent to the Worthington Ford?
Are you related to Cal?
That's actually a misnomer, whatever that means.
Because I thought maybe you were like the Prince Charles equivalent to like... you know, the queen of, because that bitch ain't going to die. And Cal's going on forever.
Are you rolling around in Cal money?
Well, first of all, I thank you for your compliments. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, I'm not at all related to Chisholm Worthington at all. Mm-hmm. Though someone I know lives near where he makes his cars in Long Beach, California.
Mm-hmm. And what is Cal like?
Cal is a very special person, mm-hmm. though I don't know him. I've only heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen him on the television screen?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have.
Yeah, I love that TV show where his dog is like really a monkey or a tiger or something.
Oh my god,
it's so short.
Oh
though.
My god, it makes me laugh so much.
I don't think I've ever seen him with a dog.
No, I haven't. I've seen him with a cockroach. I've seen him with a spider,
right?
And a monkey.
Monkey. One time he was with a dolphin. He was like on top of a dolphin riding a dolphin.
Well. You're probably thinking of something else because I never saw him with the dolphin.
Oh, okay.
No, he just smashed his snail. That's what you're thinking of.
That's probably it.
He smashed his snail?
Yeah, he stepped on it. He really thought that he was riding a dolphin.
Pastrami.
Yes.
Cool. So what I want to know, what makes Chisholm Worthington tick? Like, what are you all about, you know?
Well, first of all, I think what I'm all about is the traditional love, life, happiness. Punk rock music.
Right.
Cha-cha-cha.
Are you a ladies' man?
I don't know if that's a backhanded insult, but I'm a manly man.
No, I mean a ladies' man. Like you belong to the ladies. Like, you are just infatuated with all the ladies. Are you a Romeo, man about town? You're in a band. You got your own solo career now?
Papa, like what you say. Yes, I'm a lady man, in a nutshell.
Do you have a wife? Are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay, so the ladies, if you want to call 800-893-9562, maybe we could do a dial-a-date or something.
Oh, we certainly can.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And we could do it for Chisholm and for Nick, because Nick is like...
Nick single?
Nick is
let's
single.
Let's do it. Oh.
Yeah, so all you gold diggers who don't pay for nothing, call toll-free 800-893-9562. Right.
There are two handsome gentlemen here.
Hey, I got a question for you, Chisholm Worthington.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was listening to your music in the control room, and I really like it, man. I really like your songwriting.
Why, thank you.
My question is, do you write and record and produce all of your music completely by yourself? Like, do you play all the instruments as well? Did you do all of this by yourself?
Well, that's kind of a stupid question. Yes, I do. I play everything. I sing it all. I play all the instruments.
That's
and
awesome.
I sing the background vocals.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Right, man. So are you a solo act because the other guys kind of get in your way?
Well,
are you planning on making a lot of money off of this?
Well, for one thing, I have made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I don't know what range this podcast has. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a 1 mile radius or
it's worldwide.
Worldwide? Okay, mm-hmm. So Joe might hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was going to say Pussy Cow is like a side project for me.
Right.
Oh, wait, I thought the .LA thing was because it was just out. It goes worldwide?
It goes worldwide.
Woo!
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, worldwide. There's a boy in Ethiopia who can't afford to eat, but he loves listening to Mormon music. Mormon's Greater Pod.
Oh, God bless him.
God bless him, right?
So that's new, though, right? The worldwide thing?
Yeah. I heard on the news there's something called the World Wide Web.
That is...
What does that stand for?
That is some shit.
Okay. This is
I'm with that.
You can, like, go on the computer, and you can look at stuff and, like, read stuff. Any kind of stuff.
What's a computer?
It's this thing that we're running the show off of.
It's the porn box.
Oh.
Oh, the porn box. Yes. Now I'm familiar with that.
Are you into porn? Is Chisholm into porn?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What kind of porn do you like? Where do you go, to get your porn?
Well, I go get my porn from bingosunshine.com.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool. Check that out. Uh-huh.
Are you a brony? You know what a brony is?
I think I do. What is it?
It is. Are there people that like to get off and want to have sex with My Little Ponies?
Hey, all right.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
On the Howard Stern shows.
Right. You listen to the Howard Sterns?
Oh, most certainly, yes.
Oh, I love that man. Isn't he awesome?
Oh, really? Yes. Yes, he is.
Robin is sick, though, right now. Robin Quivers, his co-host, the black woman.
Yes. Fingers crossed. She'll be back.
What do you think's wrong with her?
I think she has a tumor problem.
Oh.
She grows tumors, and they're not good.
She can't sell them?
We got a caller right now. Do you guys want to talk to this caller?
Yes.
Or just let them wait?
Let's go for the caller.
Okay, caller, you are on the air with Chisholm Worthington.
Caller. I'm the caller?
Yeah, you're the caller. Welcome to the More Music Radio Pod. Everybody,
you did it!
Yeah!
I can't even believe this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Chisholm Worthington, I saw you in Pasadena. My name is Johnny Lawnwalker. Do you remember me from the show?
Were you the one with the special flower?
You know, that's what just makes me want to cry.
You know, I know who you are, and I remember you, and you had the sweet ass. And I must say that I'm into girls, but you're the closest that comes to a girl.
You know what, though? I looked at the back behind your chaps, and I saw your butt cheeks, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that? Who wears that?
This is a guy who doesn't eat at Chick-fil-A. He eats at Kookaroo.
Well, yeah, you know.
Oh, I do eat at Kookaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do. And not only that, but the salsa is outstanding.
What does it mean if you eat at both Chick-fil-A and Kookaroo?
That means you dig on both.
Oh.
The rod and the hole.
Okay. Vince, I'm afraid.
I got a double shifter, my friend.
I think we have a crank caller. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think he's just trying to give me a hard time.
Is this a crank call?
I think it is.
This is definitely not a frank call.
He said frank call.
Okay, I just gave it up. I'm sorry. It wasn't a crank. It was a frank call.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Frank. Do you remember me, Michael?
Of course I remember
Chisholm.
You.
I'm sorry. Chisholm.
Who's that screaming in the background?
Are you fucking a dog right now?
I think that's one of the Kookaroo chickens.
I was just hunting a couple of dogs. I'm sorry. It's weird around here, man.
That's it, hounds. Did you just finish masturbating? Is that what the crying sound is about?
Did I just finish masturbating?
Because I usually cry after that.
Son of a bitch.
That's
kind of
like a crank podcast host, isn't it?
I had no idea where we were going to get dirty. So
I think we should talk about sex so Sirius will pick us up.
Oh, yeah, man. Sirius will pick us up.
There you go. I
made love to a girl.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
And then I did it, and then I got all sweaty.
Yeah? Did you drop your load?
I love you, too.
Okay, I'm all sweaty, guys, so I got to go.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Oh, hold on. Here's someone else.
Okay, here's another person.
Excuse me. Chisholm?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm your friend, and I'm very fond of Cyndi Lauper. I was wondering if you know who Cyndi Lauper is and if you can hook me up.
Is Cyndi Lauper's?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
You can?
Cyndi Floppers.
Okay, great. Well, I really like your music, and...
Oh, yeah? Well, if you really like his music, what's your favorite Chisholm song?
I love...
Let's see. I like peanuts and applesauce.
Yes, she knows it.
Peanuts and applesauce. I like that song.
You have a very good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh,
and probably some good memories.
Ew.
Never know.
Yeah.
Depends on the nipple.
I don't say a pubic bone.
Okay, we're going a little too far, but Chisholm,
you better stop that. That's my sister.
Hark, you found me. Okay, darn, I better go now. Well, hey, it was very nice to talk to you, Chisholm. It was good to hear you on the radio, and I wish you the most wonderful night of all.
Is this really Chisholm's sister?
This is Chisholm's sister.
Oh, welcome to the More Music Radio Park. Sorry for being so crude. I don't mean to be crude to Chisholm's sister, especially when he has a knife in his hip.
Hey, that's okay. You talk to my husband, right?
Yeah.
He's scary.
Oh, he is?
No. Oh, he wants you to send him the photos. Anyway, okay, we're on the radio, so we best be good and polite.
What was your name again, ma'am? Excuse me? Pardon? Beg your pardon?
Well, I'm a big fan of Cyndi Lauper.
You're a fan of Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper.
But you are Chisholm's sister.
I am Chisholm's sister.
Are you older or are you younger?
And my name is Kristen. I am his youngest sister, I'm his youngest sister.
How was it growing up in a family with Chisholm Worthington? He was an obvious star, right? I mean, did you know that he was going to be so big?
Yeah, he was into music. He had his guitars. He was swell. He's been very creative since I can remember. He's a very neat guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so talented. I'm so proud of my Chizzy bro.
Which sister is this?
Oh,
is this Dana or Kristen, right?
This is Kristen, silly boy.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to take your time, guys. But Chizzy is very talented, and I love him. And I have visions way back when his guitars were sitting up in the bedroom while growing up. And he's a super swell guy. Love you, Chizzy bro.
Aww.
Love you too, Dana.
Awesome.
Or Kristen.
Oh,
Do you have anything bad to say about Chisholm Worthington?
He's grumpy in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
What a dick, right?
Chizzy isn't always so fresh.
We learned to live with it, you know.
Okay, I'm not going to say too much, so I'm going to let you guys go, but I'm enjoying you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much, whoever your name is. Thank you very much for the pleasant call.
Bye, Kristen. Oh, yes, thank you. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you for listening and calling in to the More Music Radio Pod. Like
thank you. Thank Bye-bye.
You. Duties.
Goodbye. All right. And that was Chisholm's sister.
So that's what happens when you call 800-839-9562.
You can actually talk to the stars.
Anybody can do it.
On the More Music Radio Pod. Mm-hmm. So that was your sister, right? Do you have a big family?
Actually, yes.
How many brothers and sisters
do
you
have? I have one brother, two sisters,
mm-hmm.
two cats.
Mm-hmm. You're all related.
So you're not like part cat?
Well, yes. Yes, I am. I won't tell you which part. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding?
I'm part cat, too.
You're just kitty. That was a good one.
Touché.
Yeah, man.
This is really funny. I'm part cat. I have my penis is a cat arm with the paw on it. What do you think of that?
That was pretty good.
Ew. Oh,
yeah, my penis is scratchy, too. Sometimes.
It's barbed.
At first, we thought that was a crank call, right?
It really was.
Yeah, you know, we do crank calls, too, man. I don't know if you want to hear any of them.
Well,
we have some coming up.
You know what? I've listened to your crank calls, and they've actually been an inspiration to me.
Really?
I've actually made some of my own crank calls.
Wow.
You know, and I brought them for you. And go ahead and play one of yours, and I'll play you some of mine, because I got to tell you, your crank calls just crack me up.
What is your favorite crank call that we do? Is it where we call the 7-Eleven guy?
Yes.
Do you want to hear a 7-Eleven guy? Okay. Well,
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is the 7-Eleven guy that we like to call.
Do you have the one with his wife?
The 7-Eleven wife?
Yeah, I think.
When I call, we played that one last week, but the guy. Don't assume that just people that are Indian, they work at 7-Eleven. That was a different person.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, okay, so anyway, here's this guy, and he's from 7-Eleven.
I was thinking of the AMPM.
Hello, may I speak to manager? Huh? May I speak to manager, please? Manager is not here. Fuck are you? Fuck are you, told my motherfucker. Fuck your mom. Mom, you're a mother. No, fuck your mom, you're a mother. All your family, fuck you, bastard, buddy.
See, we would like to just call people up and make them upset.
Funny at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's so funny. It's so, isn't it cute how we're laughing?
It's so fun. Well, when I was doing my crank calls, I couldn't help but laughing. Sometimes I had to edit it out because I was cracking up so much.
Are they good crank calls? Oh, man. Yes. I can't wait to hear them. Okay, so here's one of your crank calls.
Okay, let me set this up first.
Okay.
I called this guy. I looked in the phone book.
Uh-huh.
And I called him up. First of all, me and my friends got together and we talked about what we wanted to say.
Right.
And
it's pre-planning. It's like pre-production.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we just go ahead and just, we went ahead and did it.
Right. Cool. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that, huh? And this is what came out, right?
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll hear this crank call,
right? All right.
Hello. Hi. Your face looks like it's full of poop. Huh? Who is this? I didn't understand what you just said. I said your face looks as if it was made of poop. I'm crank calling you. You're crank calling. You're what? What are you calling? What is it? Who is this? Well, no, I'm crank calling you. I'm calling you up and saying something funny.
I really got him bad.
Dang, man. Oh, man. I burned it.
Man.
Jesus. I'm kind of embarrassed that, you know, this is a really good one and we've been playing crap.
No. Don't put yourself down.
You got any more? You brought more, right?
I brought two more. Play the next one. The next one is really good. It's probably one of my favorites.
Okay, cool. We'll try this one out.
Hello.
You have boogers in your mouth.
I'm sorry?
You have boogers in your mouth.
One more time.
You have boogers in your mouth. I'm crank calling you.
You're what calling me?
I'm crank calling you. You have boogers in your mouth.
Boogers in my mouth. It doesn't even make sense.
That's a
yes,
good one.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
I burned him. I totally punked him.
I punked his ass. That guy was probably like all embarrassed for the rest of the day.
Oh, I know.
Night. When did you make these in the nighttime?
Well, some of them I made in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. I got hundreds of them. Some I made in the nighttime. Well, and then because the nighttime, well, before that was the daytime, and then that's when I started. And then after that was the nighttime. So somewhere in the night and somewhere in the day.
Oh, okay. Interesting. This is why I love doing the show.
Oh, I know.
You get to know all the behind
the scenes. Play the next one. Play the last one. It's not my favorite, but it's a good one.
Okay, let's check it out.
Thank you for calling the Tustin Costco Food Court. This is Mike. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to order 1,000 pizzas, and I'd like to pay for them with from the boogers in your mouth.
I got that guy good. That guy, Mike, who works at the Costco in Tustin. What a dick.
Yeah, what a jerk off, man.
He probably got real mad. Oh.
He sounded like he was kind of bewildered. He was like, what? What's going on?
He was bewildered and betwixt.
You kind of like smacked him around or something, you know?
Metaphorically, yes.
Mentally, yeah. Like yes. Mentally speaking, yeah.
True that.
Well, hey, man, I'm having a lot of fun. And when we get back, I think we're going to play some songs right now. And when we get back, I think I want to hear some live Chisholm Worthington songs.
It would be an honor to do it. To play on TV and on your show events, it's an honor.
Hey, man, it's a free country. He can't make you do shit.
So we will be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Chisholm Worthington. All right.
Yeah.
2% to the Yale, okay? Understand? No? Yeah, very soon. No. Not any police report have gone on. Fuck very you. Soon, within a few days, you fuck. In the jail. Fuck you. I tell you. Fuck you. Believe me. Fuck you. When you go into the jail, then you fuck your mother, okay? And I tell you, okay? Fuck. Yeah, sure. Very soon. You'll be ready, okay?
Fuck. When soon?
Very soon.
When?
Very soon.
When?
There's a record already recording going on the police station.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
No!
Okay. Fuck you. Then you remember when you catch him.
No, okay? No, you're scaring me.
I'm not kidding you, okay?
No, stop it.
I tell you. Don't worry. They are already recorded.
They'll be on the police.
You'll be on the recorder, okay?
Don't tell the police.
You'll be on the recorder.
Don't.
They already at the police station. You talking right now? They already at the police station.
No.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I show you just someday.
Stop
then
it.
You'll be in the jail. You get to make trouble, okay?
Son of a...
You will... You
fuck you,
someday.
Son of a bitch.
Someday you see, okay?
Fuck you, eh?
You see, sucker.
Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod.
like Kurt, but I'm not hurt. Did more psychedelics than Jim and Jimmy combined. I guess it just wasn't my time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not the voice of a generation. Not gonna die at 27. Rockstar death age, no. Don't get a dinosaur. Live the rock and roll dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lose the money in a scheme. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of drugs, lots of chicks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bio behind the music. All the current guest stars on it. Never gonna choke on my vomit. Entrepreneurs, mother-daughter groupies, farewell tours. I'm not the voice of a generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not gonna die at 27.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rockstar death age no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another reunion tour. Replace all the members but one. Still pretend it's lots of fun. Fuck the fans, give me cash. Tell integrity to kiss my ass. I'm not the voice of a generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not gonna die at 27.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rockstar death age no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gonna be a joke and a dinosaur. Like Janice, but I'm not a genius. Got shot like Kurt, but I'm not hurt. Where did I go? Where am I now? I'm still playing in pussy now.
I got a fork and a knife and a menu called life. Some butter for my bread. I'm feeling like a winner as I gaze upon my dinner. Gonna eat it till I'm dead. I'm sure yabba dabba dabba con carne McWhistler. Also known as Kingsley. You best get out of my way, girl, cause I'm cool.
Yabba dabba dabba con.
I got a car that I drive and I get a high five from the girls out on the street. My appetite is kicking, I like corn and I like chicken, they make everything complete. I'm sure yabba dabba dabba con carne McWhistler. Also known as Kingsley. You best get out of my way, girl. Cause I'm cool.
Dabba, 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 call me McWhistler.
Cause I'm cool.
Dabba, 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 call me McWhistler.
Cause I'm cool.
Dabba, 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 call me McWhistler.
Cause I'm cool.
Dabba, 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 call me
McWhistler.
Hi, this is Joe.
This is Danny.
We're from Pussy Cow.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
More music! On skidrow.la. You're listening to it.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Chisholm Worthington. All right.
Thank you so much.
There's some trouble going on in the streets tonight, man.
You know every
occupiers
time...
Occupiers are out, and they're kicking people's cars who don't even have anything to do with anything.
They're actually called Chocupiers, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that anytime there's a Chisholm sighting, there's like Chisholm Occupy?
Pretty much so.
Chocupy.
I did notice a link. that. I remember when we did play with you.
Yes.
At the Redwood.
Not too long
on
ago.
On November 30th.
Yep.
There was a riot.
Yes, there was. It was now, the actual Occupy LA.
You are here at Skid Row Studios tonight, and there's a riot outside the studio.
Yes. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I don't know. I'd like to think not.
I hope not.
So there,
I'm really scared right now.
So there's mobs of ladies pounding at the door trying to get the Chisholm, and Nick can't get any pussy. This is pretty fucked up.
This is fucking retard. What world are we living in right now?
Terrorist of one.
Jeremy was outside right now, and he came up and he said he saw some bullshit going on. What's going on out there, man? Occupiers?
So I went outside just to get some fresh air because Skid Row Studios isn't really known for its fresh air. And I haven't taken a shower in 2 days. So,
But makes the air that much not fresh.
Yeah. I went out there and saw a bunch of cops right in front of Pershing Square. And, you know, they're yelling at the cops. They're throwing things. They got their signs and everything. And then about half of them started to cross the street. Cops weren't doing anything. They were just sitting there. And, you know, of course they're on high alert because it's Art Walk. And the Occupy people always choose Art Walk to do their protests.
I know.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we're going to be there
that
anyway.
Much worse. Yeah. And so half of them walked across the Olive Street from Pershing Square. And then right in the middle of 6th Street between Olive and Grand Avenue, they cross right in the middle of the street. And there's a guy driving a white pickup truck. And one of the occupiers just kicks this guy's truck. All this guy's doing is driving down the street.
You know, that guy was probably trying to impress people all day, man. He had it coming to him, I guess, right?
You know what? It's funny because the guy pulled over and he's like, why the fuck did you kick my car? Is that what you guys represent?
He's probably part of the 38%.
Well, what's funny is that I had a feeling from the guy that up to that point, he was probably, you know, an Occupy supporter. He kind of had that look, and there was something about him. He probably agrees with whatever they're trying to do, yet I have yet myself to understand what they represent because they won't talk to anybody.
Right.
And then they kick his fucking car, and he's like, fuck this shit, and he gets out, and all the people over there were like, we didn't break your car, and you're fine, and, you know, just keep driving, and it's like, what the fuck, seriously? So what do those people do? What do they actually do? What do they represent? What are their values? What is it? What's the point they're trying to get across? Oh, they're against big business. I mean, I guarantee that a lot of those people in there, their parents are rich hippies,
right?
And they're like, oh, you know, it's so cute to see our children, you know, standing up and representing something like we did for the Vietnam War or something,
yeah,
while they're in their palatial homes and shit like that in fucking Silver Lake and in the hills or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit. And what I saw tonight just makes me sick and makes me think that those people are just completely full of shit.
Well, they don't really have any leadership, you know, and so it's just people out wanting to have a party in the streets, you know,
and that's
that whole
exactly
mob mentality and shit, you know.
I'm confused on what they're is it the new Meryl Streep movie? Is that what's going on? Is the new Meryl Streep movie with Tommy Lee Jones? Is that what they're protesting, or did I get that? Did I read that wrong?
I'm protesting that because
okay.
I see that and I'm like fully against that movie. I don't want to see it.
I agree.
Keep it in your pants, Grandpa.
But, I mean, that does suck, man. I mean, like, imagine that guy's, like, on their side. Like, yeah, as soon as somebody kicks his car, he's like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
It sends the wrong idea.
And I walk through Pershing Square every single day, and those guys are in there drawing on the sidewalk and smoking bud all day, and I don't really know what else they do.
Yeah, I'm pretty leery of, like, people just wandering the streets of like downtown on a Thursday night, because you should really just be at home listening to Skid Row.
Yeah.
I posted one more thing before we go. I posted on their website, anybody over in Pershing Square in Occupy LA can come over here and say whatever they want to represent themselves, to tell us what their movement is about and get their word out.
Yeah.
I got no replies whatsoever.
Tell you what, get them over here. I'll show them a movement, a bowel movement all over their face.
Yeah.
If they touch my car, I will pull their tongue out by the roots.
Well, hey, man, why don't we hear a couple songs? Maybe it'll make us feel a little bit less upset. Now we're all upset and scared.
I'm worried about
what's going on. Are you okay, yes. Chisholm? Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm doing okay.
Is this next song a protest song about, you know, oppression of like the very small percentage of people?
In a way, all my songs are protest songs against the oppression of all people. This one in particular.
Thank you. Chisholm Worthington.
Chisholm Worthington. I'm all fucking dry mouth. Chisholm Worthington on the More Music Radio Pod.
I've got my acoustic guitar. What stick do I put this at?
Use that.
Camera 2.
That right. Sound stick. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I need some sleep so I can function for Sunset Junction. Getting sick and I need the rest. I gotta perform in Budapest. I mean, Sunset Junction. Dick Lovazine pulling in pie. Kisses, hawk, and cold goodbye. Sunday's come, I gotta be at my best. Kick out the gyms in Budapest. I mean, Sunset Junction. Ready? Here we go. Hey, diddle-doo, diddle-doo. Special guest, rocking ourselves in Budapest, I mean Sunset Junction.
For Patrick's like off time clapping. Yeah,
that's okay. I thought it was my guitar. That's a song that Pussycow does.
Yeah, that is. I did recognize that song.
You can find all information on Pussycow, and Joe gave me the address. I think I got it right. It's pussycow.com. And what you do is you find all our latest t-shirts and songs and information and upcoming gigs.
And weapons.
I don't know if we have the license for that yet, but we're working on it.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Well, I do like that song, man.
Thank you.
I did recognize it. I wanted to sing along, but I was a little embarrassed because you're here in studio, and I'm like...
I'm actually glad you didn't sing along because it really freaks me out when people sing with me.
Is that the reason why you have your solo project going on?
That's exactly right.
So, you got another song for us? What's going on?
I do. Actually, I have a sort of a protest song. It's called Stop the War. I'd like to do it for you right now.
Okay.
I got some popcorn and some macaroni and cheese and some beer. Pretty girl, stop the war. When you're done drinking that, and I've been hoping that you're gonna swallow all of my pride with your mouth. Pretty girl, stop the war. When you're done swallowing that, stop the war. Then after that, I want $1 million. Stop the war. After that, I want a million things. Then maybe we can have world peace, and I can sleep in every day. I have a cupcake and a pound of your most famous flesh. Bring it on, pretty girl, stop the war. When you're done, bring then maybe I can have world peace, and I can sleep in every day. A true win-win scenario.
That was good. That song about hippies?
Most of it, yes.
I heard the word stop for a split second.
You heard the word what?
Stopped, and then it started again.
And they were just reloading.
Yes.
Well, I love these songs, man.
Thank you so much. And I want to say, have I said that I'm very grateful and very honored to be on your show, Vince?
Well, thank you very much. And I'm very honored to have you, Chisholm Worthington, here. I was wondering what's going on with the other guys in Pussycow. Are they jealous or they're not here?
I don't really talk to them. I don't know.
Well, hey, let's talk to this person that is calling in. Caller, you are on the air with Chisholm Worthington on the More Music Radio Pod. Welcome. What you want?
Hi.
Hi.
Can I request a song from Chisholm?
First of all, what's your name? And where are you calling from?
I know, just like
give us your social security number right now. And birthday.
My goodness. My name is Alma. I'm calling from the 9th floor, and I can hear you guys, so I can't really sleep. So I just like to request a song. Kiwis and Papayas, please.
Kiwis and Papayas? Are you prepared for that one?
Wow. Most of my songs are forgotten.
So that sounds like a big no. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
And papaya. Oh, shit.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard Chisholm say a cuss word before.
Oh my gosh. I fucking swore.
Well, if we can't do that, I got another request about Coco Reno.
I can do Coco Reno.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, you know what? Coco Reno is actually a restaurant, right?
We went there. Me and my lady friend.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Make a pilgrimage just for that song.
We went there. Patrick and his woman.
Just because of that song.
Really? Patrick likes to take his woman out.
Yeah.
You know?
I like
take her
nice
around
place.
Town and like show her off.
I like to.
And they went to Coco Reno's.
I like to take my woman down. I think you know what I'm talking about. No, I'm just kidding. I can do the song called Coco Reno's.
Okay.
Ready, guys? One, two. Hold on.
You want to put your hat on? Oh, okay.
One, two. Coco Reno's. Come to Coco Reno on Broadway in Redondo. Coco Reno's. Come to Coco Reno's with me. Hey, hey, hey. Chips and salsa. Carne asada. Margarita, Coca-Cola with me. I'll take your ivory and wipe your nose. Cook your pizza papery, cause anything goes. I'll wash your windshield, put gas in your car. Take a skin that I peel and preserve it in a jar. You'll buy me dinner and I'll lick your plate. I'm the one, I'm the winner, I'm the twister of fate. I'm Chisholm with the sea, come to Coco Reno's with me. Coco Reno's, come to Coco Reno on Broadway and Redondo. Coco Reno's, come to Coco Reno's with me. Hey, 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 chips and salsa. Carne asada, Cadillac margarita, Coco Reno's with me.
Yeah. Do you get
cha cha cha? You should eat free there.
Does Coco
forever.
Reno's the restaurant? Do they know that you made a song about
their
restaurant?
Yeah, they got business too from that song.
Yeah.
Well, they know I made the song, and I have not gotten anything for free.
Did they say thank you?
Well, chips and salsa.
They said something. You.
They gave. They did give you free chips and salsa, right?
Well, yes, and I was truly honored until I found out that they give everybody free chips and salsa.
Oh man, I fucking love that shit.
Thank you.
So,
it's a good song too.
Thank you.
Coco Reno's.
I kind of screwed up the chords in the vocals, but that's okay.
Hey, we heard about Coco Reno's. That was the most important part.
Exactamente.
I'm curious how you write a song.
Well,
how do you?
Well, if you rephrase that and say,
hold on, can I do this as Lee from the Piñata Hour?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Yes,
or the
yes,
Piñata Hour?
Yeah.
It was Chisholm Worthington. That's pretty cool. And I like the songs. How to write song.
Bueno, thank you, which means thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I, yes.
Okay. Okay, let me do this again. So how you write a song?
Thank you, Vince, for asking me that question. Many people do wonder how I write a song. First of all, I need to find something to write about. So what I do is skim the newspaper for interesting political articles. Sometimes this takes about 30 minutes. Most times, though, this can take up to 4 months. That's because I don't really understand a lot of stuff I read, especially the political stuff. I like the entertainment section. Hey, Vince, again, thank you for having me on your show. Are you understanding any of this? It looks as if you're falling asleep. Anyway, to continue, I try to think of a really funny word, like bula-chinka-ding-dang, for instance. Then I'll lay down a spicy drum track, something that makes my mouth water. Yeah, that sounds really good. After that, the low notes. By that I mean the bass guitar. I like it turned up just enough to start feeling my balls rattle. There, that's it. Nice. That feels good. Vince, do you feel your balls rattling?
Yep.
I figured as much. Then I take my word, Bula Chicka Ding Dang, and I start singing it over and over. Bula Chicka Ding Dang. Bula Chicka Ding Dang Doo. Bula Chicka Ding Dang Doo. In the morning. Next, what I'll do is sing about what's going on in this world of ours. Usually all I can think of is stuff like boobies and taquitos, so what I do is I go straight back to the chorus, this time with extra vocals. I hope that answered your question, Vince. Thank you so much for asking it.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you answering my question. Now I know.
Very thought out.
You know?
No problemo, as they say in Spain.
Man.
That's pretty cool. You
know? Usually most of our guests are a little more prepared, but that was a pretty decent explanation.
Yeah, that was good.
I wrote that today.
So, are you a voter? It's a political climate, you know, the climate is heating up in the political arena, and there is a gentleman by the name of Mitt, and there's a gentleman by the name...
What kind of name is Mitt?
What kind of name is Mitt? Is it short for Mitch or something?
Lord, I don't know.
It's short for mitten.
I thought Patrick was going to actually engage me in a conversation.
No, just what everybody says that. I was going to say it, too, for no reason. Okay.
There you go. Who are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for?
Mitt Romney's a stupid idiot. So is Obama. So there.
Agreed.
So who are you going to vote for? Do you have somebody in mind?
Yes, I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. You're one of those people that don't like to say who they vote for.
Oh, I do. I just don't know.
Is it because people might find out you're racist?
For one thing, I'm not racist, and how dare you?
You're going to rip my tongue up by the root.
Was Elvis racist?
He was a country boy. I mean, I'm sure he probably threw a couple N's here and there, threw them around.
He had dark bags under his eyes, so I don't know.
He probably said N a couple times.
Oh, that's racist.
He did steal black people music, so.
Is that racist?
Is it racist to steal?
I don't think he stole black music. I think he just put it on layaway and didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
It was manifest destiny.
True that.
So you're not into politics or anything like that?
No, and I'll tell you why, and there's a very good reason.
Okay.
I'm kind of an idiot, and I don't understand things.
Right. Me too, yeah. I like to just come out and just admit it, too. I mean, I really don't know what to do, but I do like the fact that, Obama's a black man or half black or whatever.
Which one was Obama?
He's the half black man.
Oh, I thought he was the half white guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Okay, now let me ask you this.
But Mitt Romney, did you know that he's Mexican? Did you know that?
Well, everybody knows that.
Did you hear about Mitt Romney? He put his cat in his engine, like went on a road trip. Mm-hmm. That just like, there's space in the engine. They want to keep him warm. He was sick.
Mm-hmm.
and put him in the engine, and he just drove cross country with his cat in his engine.
Mm-hmm. French dip sandwich.
And they opened, and they parked, opened up, and the cat came out and licked him.
Didn't mind. He was warm.
It was fine. We made him warm.
Let's go back to Obama now. He's okay. Half black and half white. Mm-hmm. Now, which one is the optimistic viewpoint? Is he half black or half? I don't know.
I think it's optimistic that he's half black.
Okay. Then I got it right.
Yeah. So this is why we don't talk politics on the More Music Radio Pod. This is as far as we go. If you want to talk politics, listen to the weekly wrap-up every Sunday at 4 o'clock, right? 4 o'clock. All right. This is how we cross-promote the other shows on Skid Row Studios.
Perfect.
So now I want to talk to you about what's going on with Pussy Cow now. I mean, you're not,
yes.
Your solo career hasn't taken off that much where you can just completely quit the band yet, right?
Make no mistakes. My fingers are definitely crossed.
But you guys are actually going to start to play again.
Well, God willing, yes. We have a gig this Saturday. For those listening at home, a gig for, it's like a musician's thing. It's what it is. It means like a performance. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because it takes less time to say gig than performance, but it's like, hey, we got a gig this Saturday.
It's just one syllable.
You can say show too.
Okay, show. Yeah, I've heard. Okay.
You know, I like to say I got this thing going on. It sounds a little bit cooler.
Oh,
I can't make it. I got this thing going on. I gotta go.
I usually just go. We got this. There's this.
Well, we're going to be at the Blue Star Cafe this Saturday in honor of Joe Dana's birthday.
That's right. It's Joe's birthday.
Joe Dana is in the band The Pussy Cows. Mm-hmm. He sings...
Or Pussy Cattle.
The Pussy Cattles.
Mm-hmm.
And he sings with that stick in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts it in his face and he sings...
It's a microphone.
It's a mic. I know. I keep mm-hmm. forgetting.
I know.
But anyway, we're playing...
Told you like 10 times already, but...
Well, I know. We're only going to do 5 songs because it's kind of like an unscheduled appearance. Mm-hmm. And then we're playing some more gigs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be at Awesome Fest on Sunday.
Oh, that's in San Diego.
I don't know.
Can we come with you?
Yeah, can we go?
Yes, it is. I'm looking right now. I'm getting a text. Yes, it is. Joe says it is in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 2nd at 2:40.
Text Joe, ask him how he's doing, and then we'll wait for his responses.
For some reason, he's blocking my text. I don't know. And then we're going to play at the El Cid with the Moads on September 29th at El Cid.
Oh, that's cool.
The Pussy Cows will be
nice,
there.
Nice block of shows.
Hopefully yes. They pay you, because I heard El Cid they steal money from promoters.
Oh, no, they pay us well. They pay us very well there. We're very well taken care of. Trust me.
All you got to do is just take the knife out of your boot and show it, right?
Exactamundo.
Well, that's good news, man. And we want to wish Joe Dana from Pussy Cow a happy birthday. Happy birthday. By the time this is posted, you will hear it will be your birthday probably.
That's when he's eating his cake.
Let's reenact him being born. I'll push.
I want to push too.
Who's going to be baby Joe?
It's coming. You can give me good baby voice? I can't. It just doesn't sound like a baby.
Mm.
No.
Well, we tried your reenactment, Joe, of being born, but happy birthday. You know, either way.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Well, hey, let's. We got a couple more songs to play, and we will be back, and maybe we can hear some more songs from Chisholm Worthington live. But right now, we're going to hear one of your tunes called Lip Smacking.
This is great.
All right, cool. If you do say so yourself. On the More Music Radio Pod, we'll be right back with Chisholm Worthington.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Come on. Let's have a ball. You my baby doll. Lip smacking. Come on, come down. Put on your body gown. We're gonna hit the town. Lip smacking. The tension in the room was getting weird. Kevin from Midway tugged on his beard. Then poof, you're naked. Then poof, don't
wreck it. Then poof, that sure is a magical beard. I'm on the slice, put you on ice. Sing lullabies, then lip smacking. Come on, come on, you my baby doll. Anytime at all, lip smacking. The people, they got nervous, but then they cheered. And Kevin from Midway tugged on his beard. Then poof, you're mine. Then poof, you're fine. Then poof, wow, that really is a magical beard. Come on, come on, let's have a ball. You my baby doll, lip smacking. Come up and down, put on your body gown. We're gonna hit the town, lip smacking.
Hi, hi everybody. This is Kazu Nagahama. I'm listening to the Mormon music video. No, music, radio station.
More music, oh, yes. More music, the, radio pod.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Are you wasting tape? Hi, are you wasting tape? Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos wasting precious audio tape, saying, listen to the Skid Row Radio podcast. Do I say radio? Is this radio? Yeah, I'm never going to remember that. Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos, and you're listening to Edit Together, the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Did they edit that together well? Perfect.
Welcome, Chisholm.
Thank you so much for that applesauce you gave me. Or was it iced tea? I just drank something out of that little glass you gave me.
Yeah. It's the Maker's Mark bourbon whiskey.
No, Maker's Mark bourbon iced tea. It's great.
Plumo.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So what's the peanut to apple ratio in the applesauce?
50-50.
Yeah.
I notice you like to make songs about food.
Or sex. Yes. Yes.
What are some of the new ideas you have coming down the pipe for Chisholm Worthington solo project?
Well, I want to star in my own movie. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a Western, mm-hmm. and I want there to be a big star in it, like Brad Pitt. Oh, I don't need to be the big star. I just need to be the sidekick.
Oh, okay.
Not unlike Matt Damon in True Grit.
It's probably the best role. You can have more room to, you know, move around with. You're not stuck in the lead character role. You can kind of...
Well, as far as moving around, it depends on how big the set is or how wide the shot is.
Yes, yes.
Unless you're speaking metaphorically.
I'm not sure. One of those. But I do agree. I'd rather be a sidekick than the lead dude, because lead dude's just stuck being lead dude, mm-hmm. right? Makes sense?
Right.
I don't know.
So come see the Mormons and watch Patrick be our lead dude.
That's right.
We'll be playing very soon. When's our next show, by the way? I don't even know when that is.
Our next show, we're actually playing with Aslan Underground on September 7th. That's a Friday night at Weber's Place. That's going to be fun. And you should go out. You're welcome.
I am? Mm-hmm. Am I allowed in?
Well, you're welcome.
You'll get just as good treatment with us as you do at Coco Reno.
Thank you. So
that's
much.
Great.
Nothing for free.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you influence people because, like Patrick was saying, him and his girlfriend went to Coco Reno's to go.
Went twice.
Yeah, and Patrick's girlfriend was saying that she ordered... singing the song, kind of, and like they looked at her like she was an idiot, like some kind of ass off the street. You know what I mean?
Well, same thing happened to me. But except there was a camera in front of me.
Did you get clearance to use their front, to film their restaurant, whatever? Boy, that whiskey really does make you feel good, doesn't it?
Yes.
It kind of makes me talk like this.
Well, cool. Chisholm Worthington.
Kind of sound like that guy with the boogers in his mouth.
He doesn't speak clearly. Too many boogers.
Have I told you yet how much I'm grateful for being here, and I'm flattered that you've invited me to your radio show?
Yeah, that's probably the third time you've said that.
Thank you.
Flattered.
We
like
don't think you're neato.
Flattered like our beer.
Woo, it's hot in this motherfucker, right?
It truly is.
You going to bust another song for us right now?
I think I will.
Oh,
man,
that's a
big ukulele.
You're
baby.
Picking up that stick with those strings on there, and then when you run that plastic thing in your fingers, you run them across those strings, it makes a sound.
To those listening at home, he's referring to my guitar.
Chisholm Worthington live on the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you. Let me find my notes and find which song I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. A request. Actually, Patrick's girlfriend, she had a request. She doesn't want to say which one it was, but she told me to ask you and I forgot.
Requests are hard because I don't know my own songs. I actually had to learn these songs.
She actually just really? Wanted you to throw out the trash.
And thank goodness for the person that asked for Kiwis and Papaya. I wish I knew how to play that. That's a really good song.
Yeah, she lives downstairs. That wasn't my girlfriend.
So. Oh, okay.
Or upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it was Kiwis and Papaya. I wish I knew that song. But instead, I'll do this song. It's called You Will Drink the Black Sperm of My Vengeance.
Oh.
I'll sling the six string around my shoulder, hoping to find you along the way. I guess I'm feeling a little older. Uh-huh. Mix it up with lemonade. Yeah, yeah. And you will pledge all of your allegiance. Whoa, whoa. Heart microwave and brain saute. A photograph of a time we laughed. I thought you threw them all away. And you're boogieing in the bubble bath. It seems like only yesterday. Uh-huh. Mix it up with the lemonade. Yeah, yeah. And you will pledge all of your allegiance. Whoa, whoa. Heart microwave and brain saute. Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Ow, ow! Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Chisholm Worthington.
That's right. Or is that the last of the songs you know how to play, your own song?
It is. I do know one more song. It's probably my biggest hit. It climbed all the way to 10 million and one on the top 11 million back in 2005. It's called Peanuts and Applesauce, and it goes something like this. Turn that fucking phone off.
Sorry about that. It's off.
Peanuts and applesauce, peanuts and applesauce, peanuts and applesauce, yum dicky dum dicky dum dicky daddy o, peanuts and applesauce, peanuts and applesauce, peanuts and applesauce, yum dicky dum dicky dum dicky daddy o. And that's what I like, and that's what I say, and that's what I say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Are you okay? Do you have to go to the restroom? Do you have to make a bowel movement or anything?
Which one is number two?
Number two is a bowel movement.
No, it's number one.
That's when you shake hands.
A bowel movement is when you shake hands?
No, number two is.
I don't get it, man.
Isn't that what that means?
No, it doesn't. It means shitting. Anybody got a shit?
That's gross.
I do not, for one thing.
You guys are gross.
You know, I was thinking, I don't think I've ever taken a shit without peeing at the same time. Have you?
Not that I can think of.
Did I? Do you guys remember if I did that?
I would. Remember you shit the
That's
time
why I don't remember, so I was trying to remember if you prison? Guys remember if I was pissing when you guys watched me take a shit.
Do you guys, you know what, so. We've watched Dan take a shit. I was in prison, though.
We went to prison one time. Well, not prison. Not we were locked that, up for like, a
few. Listen to Packet the Blappas, whatever, mm-hmm. past episodes.
We and have Chisholm Worthington yes. going on here on the TV.
And
the
there's studio. A whole lot of them.
Can we get some sound out of that?
It's Cricket LaRue. Out of that?
That's Cricket LaRue? That's your video clip, Cricket yeah. LaRue?
Set to breathe in the air that belongs to me.
That's a good looking band you got there.
Thank you. Standing there in a sense, she only came to represent hip shake, belly ache. It must have been the coffee cake. Cricket LaRue. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Cricket LaRue. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Talk back, she never does. Never meaning that's because after parties ain't say everything a whole shebang. Cricket LaRue. This video feed is going out to everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love TV.
So this is awesome.
On TV.
Look this at what is Cricket LaRue, and you can find this on YouTube.
Look at that expression. Look at that. Oh, watch this.
There.
Oh, yeah.
That's the private parts. What?
Yeah, you feel that radio land? You're yeah. staring right at your soul.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that video.
How's all your bandmates make YouTube. The best faces ever?
Do you want to try to do one of your crank calls? Do you guys got a number that we can call? Do you want to just call any random number and maybe we can get a Chisholm Worthington crank call? You want
to
try it?
I would love to.
All right, cool. We're going to try to get a phone number. Do you got anybody that you don't like that's in your phone that you want called, guys? Anybody?
We could try the 7-Eleven down there on 5th and Broadway.
All right, let's try the 7-Eleven.
I got to look up the numbers, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's try it.
That place is their angry place.
This is a really cool place because we can do phone calls and we can crank call them, too.
I've seen that 7-Eleven. Like, there's always somebody having a problem. There's always somebody like, fuck you, and don't, like, mm-hmm. I'm not homeless. I'm just paying for my beer. Fuck, it's every time I go in that fucking place.
Chisholm, you were talking about that you like to do like a pre-production on your crank calls and stuff. So now that we're going to call up 7-Eleven, what do you have in your head? Like, what is going to be the premise of it?
Well, I kind of want to For one thing, I want to burn the guy. Yeah. Make him real mad. Make him real angry.
Yeah. Eat that, sucker.
But in a nice way.
So I want to do something like, hey, is that a booger in your mouth? Or, or oh, God, I got other ones. I just forget
them. Guy's going to feel like a punk.
Oh, no, he's going to be, he's going to be moated. Or like say, like, hey, do you have potato chips? And then he'll probably say like, yeah, or whatever. I don't know. And then say, well, like, do you have like Cheetos?
Let's do it.
I wonder what he'll say. This is gonna burn him.
Yeah, man. I think the call is going through right now. I don't know if they're patching it through. Okay, here we go. We'll stay quiet. A More Music Radio Pod exclusive.
This is exciting.
This never works live on the air.
I know, it's hard to do live prank calls.
Hello, 7-Eleven,
Hi. My name is Chisholm Worthington. I'm crank calling you. I was wondering if you have any potato chips.
Which one? Maniara?
No. The potato chips? Do you have the potato chips? I'm crank calling you.
You gave it away.
That was good.
Oh man, I totally burned him,
dude.
I burned him to the ground.
What a stupid idiot.
He was. Did you hear him? He was. He's all wet.
And
I'm all no potato chips. And he's all wet.
Should we call him back?
Yes. No.
I don't know.
Okay, they're gonna call him back right now.
I don't want to give him a stroke.
I know you might hurt. You might like really like end his life with that. There's a call going through right now.
I got a good one.
Okay,
this is exciting.
We want to be very quiet for the dial tone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Shush.
You're about to be burned.
He's going to be so burned.
Just be heavy breathers. Let's just do that. And be ready first. We call back a third time. It's like, it'd be good to do.
Is this the same? Is it a different one? Is it a 7-Eleven? Okay, we're calling. We love 7-Elevens.
Apparently, they're closed 23 and a half hours. They're open 23 and a half hours, apparently, is what I mean.
Oh, well, I guess that one didn't work. Yeah, you know, live crank calls are really hard because especially when it's like 11:45 at night, you know?
Idiots.
It'd be kind of fun to do, I don't know, like some kind of business is open, just be like heavy breathers in unison. Go all together. It'd be kind of fun. It's the radio.
I know. They're not going to know that we're on the radio.
Let's do it and order a pizza.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to see if we can get another good crank. But that was a good one, man. You burnt that fool.
Oh, man. Burned him to the ground. It was so exciting.
What is that, man?
I hear another one. Is that okay? Here's another one. Like a world.
Thank you for calling for Mima Pacific Center. Sergio speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Chisholm Worthington. I would like to order 25 pizzas. No, I'm just kidding. I'm crank calling you.
That was a good one. Huh? That's cool how the real burn is you're like, haha, you're dumb. I'm crank calling you. Goodbye.
That's creep somebody out.
Yeah, I know.
Who does that anymore? There's four of us. We can do it all together.
I think Jeremy and Nick are looking for phone numbers right now.
Just do heavy breathing, though.
I think we okay, try the heavy breathing. Right. Yeah. No, you do one now, Patrick.
No, it's just all do heavy breathing. That's
at the same
idea.
Time? Yeah. How about you start and then we all start?
Don't you know how breathing works? You just pick up the phone and that's all you hear and it creeps you out.
But if it ramps up to 20 heavy breathers... That's more funny.
Okay. Yes. I don't know. We'll play by ear.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Have I told you that I'm very gracious and thankful for being on your show, Vince?
Fifth time that you said that. Thank you. Have I told you thank you?
I'm not too sure. I'm nervous.
Making crank calls is kind of nerve-wracking a little bit, you know?
I want to thank Chisholm for coming on the show.
First of all, I mean, did we thank you?
Which one of you is Mexican?
Mexican-American.
As they say in your native country, de nada.
Thank you. Are we doing one more? Or is that it?
Taco.
We're trying one more?
Some more coming up.
All right, just, yeah, but you should talk about something interesting while we set it up. And
that's the hard part, man.
Just do heavy breathing altogether.
Chisholm, did you know that we're not radio professionals?
Para oír los especiales en español, please press 0 if you'd like to bypass this message.
Oh, like I'm really gonna press 0.
Really? Add one of our. This call may be monitored or recorded. We'll be right with you to take your order.
0. I don't like your voice.
All right.
Did you know that at Domino's.com you can view our complete selection of oven-baked sandwiches plus
right.
the rest of our summer menu?
What else
Place
you got on
order
there, lady?
Online and even track your meal from order to delivery with Domino's exclusive pizza tracker.
Play them a song
and don't forget to like Domino's on Facebook and follow us on Twitter too for updates on summer contests.
Have you ever done a crank call song?
Special promotions and more.
No, I have not.
And look for Domino's Pizza app for your iPhone or Android smartphone. It's never.
Where is your
guitar? Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza. My name is Elizabeth, may I help you?
Hi, thank you. My name is Chisholm. I want to order a pizza.
For delivery or pickup?
For delivery, please.
Sure, may I have your telephone number, please?
Yes, it's area code 562-631.
Excuse me?
7479.
What's the area code, I'm sorry?
562.
562?
Yep. 434.
Okay.
434.
Okay.
7595. Can I get the large pizza, half of it no cheese, and then the other half extra boner? So one half no cheese, one half extra boner?
Do you have something else better to do in your life to start bugging me? I have your number, even though you try to give me a different number, and I'm going to call the police on you.
Hey, don't act stupid. You okay?
Hello, I'm just trying to be friendly. What's your name?
I have the same name as your mama.
My mama.
That's a good one.
She totally burned us.
She burned us, dude. I had the same move as your mama. She was pissed, dude. Wow.
What do you expect, man? She gets those calls all day long.
I know I know a guy that works in Tustin at a pizza place. Shit. And if he gets a phone call like that, he will blow his load.
Uh-oh, you know what? We got a call right now. I hope that's not her calling back. Hello, caller. You're on the air. We didn't mean it.
Hi. This is Chisholm.
What?
I was wondering if you sold potato chips.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. Is this a recording? Did I record this? What's your name again?
Hi. My name is Chisholm.
Hi. I have the same name as you. That's weird. What did you do with the potato chips?
Do you sell potato chips?
I do. Well, I know I bought some. What's your name? You're Chisholm? My name is Chisholm, too. Where are you from? This is exciting.
Don't break character.
Hi, can you sing that Jolly Green Giant song?
What? To which song are you referring to? Is your name really Chisholm?
I totally fucking burned him, man.
He's talking to his friends right now.
So I have a gut feeling we're being punked.
I don't appreciate that. You know what? The phone is no place to be fucking around. I don't need people calling our show, 800-893-9562, and then fuck with us like we're a bunch of assholes.
We don't need you to call 800-893-9562 and call up and fucking mess up this show.
Hey, who's running
call
this show
800-893-9562.
This is our show. Don't come on our show and try to mess up our show. We call people and mess up your life. Don't try to mess up our life.
That's if you're dialing a number, you better be dialing 800-893-9563 and not 800-893-9562, or we're going to kick your ass.
Hey, thanks, Chisholm, for coming on the show.
De nada.
Well, that's cool, man. That's Mexican, we got to make a couple of crank calls. I think that's actually the first one that actually went well. We've tried doing crank calls before, and it doesn't work live.
Are you talking about the lady that yelled at me?
Yeah. She was pissed, man.
Hey, somebody got burned.
She was, I hear that fucking ringtone going on. I think we're gonna hear some stuff. I think we're making another call right now.
Okay. So,
speaking, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a pizza.
Who was that? Who was that one that we called right now? Who was that?
That was Subway.
Oh, it was?
Oh, my God. We totally burned them. Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell my friends. Oh, God. Totally moated.
Let's call somebody else. I think we got one more. You want to try another one?
Yeah, you got any ideas?
Subway. I mean, I was thinking maybe a towing company or something. I mean, we do have only a couple minutes left.
All right, let me look up a towing company.
You started something with your crank calls, man. See how inspirational you've been with us, man? It's awesome, man. Now we are into crank calls again. You did it.
All right, I'll talk to
you. Are we going to try to do another one right now? You're going to do this one?
I will do this one.
You make the best crank calls.
Why, thank you, as they say.
Well, you know, in the meantime, while we're getting the phone on the call on the air, I want to thank Chisholm Worthington for coming to the More Music Radio Pod. We really do appreciate that. It was a lot of fun, man. Damn. I love those songs.
It's nice to meet the legend, finally.
Yeah, finally, man. I was always intimidated by you, though.
You are all welcome.
I would go and see Pussy Cow, the band, you know, and I was always afraid to talk to you. And now I feel you made me feel very comfortable with you.
Well, I think most people are afraid to talk to me because I tend to like be standoffish and I leave after the gig.
Right.
For those of you listening at home, a gig is musicians call a gig sort of the show that we do. It's a performance.
Yeah. Somebody said hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going? You're on the air.
No, you're not. We're ordering a pizza. Who's this?
Oh, man. Who was that?
All right, you got to be ready for him this time. It's a towing company. That's okay. Who you told me
it's
to
It's a towing company?
All right.
Oh, we should call Gays Towing. We could do a totally gay crank call.
We're talking about cougaroos. And,
wow, we're doing a crank call right at the end of the show. All right. Just let me know when the call is going to go through. This is the part of the show where we wrap it up. But this has become the part of the show now where we do crank calls.
Okay. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Papa like.
This is breakdown music, as Arlo from Mr. T's Bowl would like to say.
Yeah. Arlo, great guy.
So you guys got to say something to keep him on the line.
Okay.
So drop right away.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep
you guys
him
are
on.
Playing?
Is it just let us know when it's dialing?
We can do both. Cool. Like, we'll,
all right.
Let's say, like, it's something that'd be in hold for a while, and we can, and then I can do the.
So, Vertel's Automotive.
Hi, I need to get a tow. My name is Jason Worthington.
Okay, and where are you located?
I'm over in California, sunny California, the Golden State. The Windy City is what they call it. What's your name?
Where is the vehicle located that you need to get impounded?
It's right out front. Can I have your name, please?
Right out front where?
In my house. No problems.
Okay, what's the address? I need an address.
Oh. I just wanted to talk to somebody. I'm lonely. I totally burned him.
That was great.
I burned him to the ground. I burned him an effigy.
That was cool, man. I like that. Woo! You know what? We should have started this like at the beginning of the show. We would have had a whole show of crank calls and stuff.
But that's how this happens. We just let things happen. So, you know?
We got to have you come back and we could do some crank calls, man, you know?
I would love to come back and do some funny phone calls.
Hell yeah. And then maybe we could bring those guys that you know from Pussy Cow, you know? I mean, I do like that band a lot. I want them to come back to the More Music Radio Pod. It's been a year, like, already.
Well, I know. I like the guys. Well, some of them. No, I'm just kidding. I like none of them.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to have Chisholm Worthington on the radio show.
Yes, sir.
I really enjoy your videos, and I want everybody to check out Pussy Cow at pussycow.com, right?
Pussycow.com, pussycow.com, and you can see all of my videos and hear all of my songs if you go to YouTube and type in Chisholm Worthington, C-H-I-S-S-U-M space Worthington, W-O-R-T-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Chisholm Worthington. The end.
All right. Well, hey, that was a lot of fun. I want to thank Dan, and I want to thank Patrick, and I want to thank Nick, and I want to thank Jeremy. And this has been a great show. What do you guys think about the crank calls, man? Did you like that, Nick?
Yeah, we should crank call a few people every single episode from now on.
I know. Yeah, I feel like doing some crank calls right now.
Energy's yeah, right? good, though. Chisholm's pretty great at it, so I don't know.
Really? I'm having a gas.
Cool. So anything going on? We're playing September 7th. I want to let everybody know that we're playing with Aslan Underground and the Shrooms at Weber's Place, and that's September 7th, Friday, and I think it's like $7 or $8 to get in, but I mean, it's worth it, because I mean, the Mormons are playing, Aslan Underground, and the Shrooms.
It's September, right?
September.
Okay.
Did I say August?
No, you said September.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're rocking right on, Vince.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I must say, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Thank you very much. What was your favorite part of the show?
It would probably be this part right now.
Just when you're about ready to go home?
Yeah, no offense.
So, if you'd like to see Chisholm, he's going to be out at the Blue Star on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll be
Happy birthday, Joe Dana.
Joe Dana. I think that's how you
how
pronounce
old is
his
he?
Name.
He's 35 years old now, I think he's, right? Or he's going to be in a few days.
I don't know. He's a lot older than I am.
Yeah, happy birthday. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to make it to Joe's birthday party, but I want you guys to go and please represent me and like say what, that, say
when
nice
is it
things.
Again?
It's Saturday
all right,
at the Blue Star.
And if that's not enough for you, you can head on down to San Diego to Awesome Fest and...
Oh, is that this weekend?
Check
no, it's missing. Labor Day weekend.
Ooh, and hey, you know what?
Chance.
And Vince,
hey,
if you can't be there, it's
go
okay.
Down to San Diego anyway.
What's that?
Just go to San Diego on Sunday because it's nice.
Absolutely. 2:40, we're playing.
And then go again the next week.
The week that you're playing.
Yes.
Go there to check it out, and then the week that you're playing, show up to and play.
Yes, and again, we're going to play September 29th at El Cid with the Moads. We're back with the Moads.
All right.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Can I go too?
You know what? I'll have to check with Joe.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah.
Remind him that I wish him a happy birthday on our radio show. Maybe.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know if he cares. But I could be wrong.
That's true. Nobody's perfect, that's why.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so Monday's my birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Monday or last Monday?
Yeah. No, this coming Monday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Dan, I had no idea.
Maybe
well,
they just
you know what? We have only a few more seconds. We have 20 seconds left in the show, and I want everybody to check out The Mormons at Facebook/The Mormons. And check us out there, and you'll find us there. I think in a couple seconds, we're going to do a couple more crank calls, though. So if you're listening live,
okay.
We're going to do a couple more crank calls. And if not, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you for downloading it. And please listen to us live every Thursday night on www.skidroad.la at 10 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next week.
Donate.
Yes. So, it says zero.
Tune into The Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.